Good morning. You're listening to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bill Imhoff, who's president and CEO with Intertech. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, good to be with you. I missed your big silver anniversary event last week. I want to talk to you about that. Thanks for the invitation. For those people that may not know about Intertech, you are a commercial flooring contractor. You're probably the largest contractor in Texas that does the specified commercial flooring work. Why don't you fill in the gaps, tell our listeners a little bit about Intertech?
Well, thank you, Kemp. We started in 1988 and have expanded into the San Antonio markets and Dallas-Fort Worth markets down in the valley. And we travel throughout Texas, including Houston and the Southwest, on negotiated projects.
You're based in Austin. You bought RWA in Dallas. You expanded in San Antonio, and you've got the Rio Grande office. I mean, you've got 4 or 5 offices, don't you?
Yes, sir. We have offices in all of those markets and look to probably grow into the Houston market sometime.
So before we get into your event, tell us a little bit about business conditions. How are you seeing the business in Texas?
Well, we're fortunate, Kemp, to be in Texas. Texas has not had the issues that other parts of the country have, and my friends and on the East Coast and the West Coast and in Florida, with this recession that we've had. So Texas has done pretty fair at keeping the economy, and with oil in the Barnett Shale and the Eagle Ford Shale has really helped the economy in almost every city in Texas, and we've been the benefit of, and as well as many other construction companies for that. Now, certainly we've had a slowdown as the rest of the country did, but I don't think we took it as hard as the rest of the country did.
All right, so you had this big event. I know you invited several dignitaries down there. I know the Starnet lead, Gene Matson, came down. So tell us a little bit about the highlights of that event, if you would.
First of all, it's just hard to believe that it's been 25 years. You know, we started with about 15 people, and we had 10 of those people still with us, and we celebrated with those folks, as well as all of our vendors and many of our customers that we hadn't seen for a long, long time, and of course, our employees, who were key to our growth as well. We had it out in Kyle, Texas, in a real nice facility that we had there, and had Gary P. Nunn as the lead country western band, and in Texas, he's very well known and been around for a long, long time.
So it was a good party. And how many people did you have come?
Close to 400 people.
It's a big event. Now, I've looked at your newsletter, and I've seen that one of the things that you're doing is you've developed a special relationship with Laticrete, and I guess you bought a truck that's called your Supercap truck. And I think some people might be interested in hearing about that. Why don't you talk about that, if you would?
Well, spent a lot of time fixing concrete slabs, and we actually opened up a complete division in April of last year to be proactive at addressing moisture mitigation issues and alkalinity issues, basically concrete issues. And we were contacted by Laticrete Supercap to be one of their applicators for the state of Texas and surrounding areas, basically the Southwest area, and ended up purchasing this delivery system, which is unique in the industry. It allows us to be able to put as much as 40,000 feet and cap floors in a given day and up to 50 floors. So we can take care of almost any need. It takes all the deflection out of slabs. Quite frankly, we really didn't have the concept of how big of an issue deflection was in the construction process. But the biggest benefit to this is it can actually save time on construction process, which is something that is so valuable in these fast moving construction projects.
Yeah, actually, I need to add that you have been a guest columnist for Floor Focus. And, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you wrote an article on raised panel access floors. And then last year, you had one of your people write an article on moisture mitigation in concrete. So you've become quite an expert there. So this Laticrete Supercap truck, I guess the primary benefit of it is obviously the speed of what you're able to put down, but it's super flat, right? That's the advantage of it, right?
Well, that's one of the advantages. It basically takes the problems out of concrete, and it takes it out for every trade. So if you can imagine having to shim every door, having to shim the millwork in a hospital, all of the trades that have to spend more time putting in their products because the concrete slab's not flat, and you take that away, and the whole project schedule can move up, and there's really nothing else that can buy the kind of time that you can buy with this ability. It really makes a significant difference in the construction process.
I've been looking at your newsletter, which you sent out in celebration of your 25th anniversary, and it's got a picture of that truck, which looks pretty high tech. And I also see where you're adding a lot of people. I mean, you've added 3 high-level people, so you must be feeling pretty good about where the business is headed.
Well, I am, and the hires that we've made are pretty strategic. We have added an access flooring person in our Dallas-Fort Worth office, which is an area that we've been very successful with in the rest of our company, and that's such a great market. And then our CFO, Carl Snyder, retired after 19 years, and we replaced him with Rick Dillon, who is a very accomplished vice president of accounting and controller. And then someone that I've known for years, Clint Schramm, who has owned his own advertising company, worked with Starnet, quite frankly, for years, and I work with him in that capacity, joined us to head up our marketing, and he's vice president of our marketing now.
You know, Bill, as I was getting ready for this interview and I was Googling your company name, one of the things that popped up on the screen was the fact that you did the George Bush Presidential Library down in Texas. That was a big project, wasn't it?
It was a real nice project, Kemp. And, you know, how often do you have the opportunity to do a project that's a library-like and as high a profile a project like that in the Dallas area, and to have five presidents on top of your floor at the opening was quite an accomplishment as well. So if you ever have the opportunity to be in Dallas and take a look at it, it's just quite a facility.
And it had all types of floors, and it not only did it have carpet, but it had some hard surface areas too, right?
Absolutely. It was just quite a showcase. We're very proud to have had the opportunity to work on that project.
Okay, Bill. Well, congratulations on 25 years of growth and prosperity down in Texas. It's great to catch up with you again. We've been talking to Bill Imhoff, who's president and CEO of Intertech, a commercial flooring contractor in Texas. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.